This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Fernando Quesada, Jr. Date of birth is December the 21st, 2001. Case ID number 314-4503. Date of exam, July 5th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from a Social Security questionnaire. Identifying information. This is a 20-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of scoliosis. The claimant is presently unemployed and has never worked. He is presently a senior in college and studying criminal justice. He has finished high school and he is presently not receiving disability benefits. At the present time, he lives with his grandparents and their home. Allegation number one, scoliosis. History of allegations. Number one, back pain / scoliosis. The claimant states that 2012, he was diagnosed with congenital scoliosis, which was diagnosed when he was in elementary school. He states the character of his pain is an aching, stabbing pain located mostly on the left side of the thoracic curve and which radiates down the lumbar spine. The claimant received therapy for 1 year in 2014. No surgeries have been performed and no injections have been given. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 20 minutes, sit for 4 hours, lift approximately 30 pounds above his head, and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. His daily activities include watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, studying for his exams, and walking in the park. At the present time, he has no physician, has not seen a chiropractor, or received any other physical therapy except for the physical therapy he received for that 1 year in 2014, which he states did help him a little bit. The claimant has a thoracic curve in the mid-thoracic area that curves upward on the right side of his thorax. At the present time, he's taking no medication for pain and states that he does have crampy pain sometimes in his chest area. He states he has to do a manipulation of cracking his back in order to relieve the tension. He was diagnosed with scoliosis. Other limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 20 minutes, climb two flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 30 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices and he takes no medication. He states the only other activity he likes doing is walking in the park. Family history. He does not know his father. His mother is 43 and in good health. He has an aunt who has scoliosis. Medications, none. Medical problems, scoliosis. Major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant states he drinks socially. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 99.1 Fahrenheit, weight 182 pounds, height 6 feet 1 inch, BP 137 over 81 mmHg, heart rate 82 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 24. General. This is a 20-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to Snellen Vision? OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to after cardiac to lungs? Lungs were cleared to auscultation and percussion bilaterally. There are thoracic abnormalities of the rib cage, and the claimant has a large elevated thoracic back area curved on the right side, secondary to scoliosis. Could you please drop down to after neurological exam, X-ray of the lumbar sacral back area, no acute findings, functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction secondary to scoliosis. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his vision. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to scoliosis. Probable diagnoses, number one, scoliosis, dash, confirmed with physical examination and X-rays. Appears to be stable at this time. However, it's not being treated. This is the end of the dictation for a patient by the name of Fernando Quesada, Jr.